Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. And of course, here's your meme of the day brought to you by FiveMind.com. You know, I tried to warn people, don't be a panickin, don't get cold feet, don't buy into the fear-mongering narrative post-Venezuela operation, remain calm, analyze what's happening, and most importantly, wait to see where things are moving. And once again, it's a moment of vindication. Here we are yet again, all the experts, the so-called experts on social media and all over the mainstream media were totally wrong. They're getting their asses handed to them. Their endless fear-mongering and doom-spiraling about Donald Trump's foreign policy was totally unjustified and completely missed the mark. They told you that Donald Trump's Venezuela operation was a failure, that now chaos was coming. It was akin to what happened in Libya and other post-regime changes. Or they made the exact opposite argument, not that chaos was coming, but that actually Donald Trump achieved nothing and that the Maduro regime still remains intact, still as defiant as ever, just another leader taking the helm. And well, it appears all their predictions were dead wrong, as the current acting president of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, basically signals absolute surrender to Donald Trump's administration. Let me show you guys exactly what's going on with the current acting president of Venezuela just said publicly, although who am I kidding? She basically just confirmed she is not the president, but rather Marco Rubio is. Let me show you guys what's going on. We got some stuff to get into, so let's roll the tape. Okay, well, that was fast. Take a look at this statement from Delcy Rodriguez, and let's see if we're both interpreting the same thing.
Le hablo al pueblo de los Estados Unidos. El pueblo de Venezuela no merecía esta agresión vil, guerrerista, de parte de una potencia nuclear. Decía yo ayer que ha pasado a ser una mancha en nuestras relaciones y en nuestra historia. Si algo digo yo que no es venganza, si no será reivindicación, será cuando le dejemos y le demos lecciones y ejemplos de lo que es la diplomacia bolivariana de paz en acción internacional. Que sea nuestra diplomacia bolivariana en lecciones que dejó nuestro padre libertador, héroe de esta patria, héroe de la patria grande, quien dejó doctrinas. En derechos humanos.
You know, she worded that statement, she presented it in the typical communist fashion. You know, the way they present things, even humiliating losses, as if it's actually a triumphant moment for the regime. No shame for this communist regime, no. We will win through diplomacy. She is signaling an unconditional surrender. There's no vindication here. And she's promising no retaliation. If you decode the communist doublespeak, essentially what she's saying is, we're completely screwed. Please don't launch a midnight operation on me or any of my henchmen. We will comply with everything the Americans say. And this right here, folks, this is the Trump doctrine. Again, it's not about endless wars. It's about exerting power. One swift operation, one action that sends a very clear signal that this president is not playing. It's the same thing we saw in Iran. And of course, you know, the common denominator, once again, the experts were wrong there. Remember, they were telling us Iran's nuclear facility was barely touched. It'll be back up in 6 months. Donald Trump achieved nothing, and now we're going to World War III. Well, how did that pan out? Yeah, obviously, those bunker busters totally and utterly decimated Iran's nuclear facilities. It collapsed within itself within that granite mountain. It was such a decisive blow, such an incredible display of power, the Iranians knew they just can't compete. And that's exactly what's happening with these Venezuelan officials right now. They are their pants and handing over everything. They have given up, and I believe their allies have given up as well. You know, there was tough talk from Cuba. That hasn't lasted, not to mention what the hell's Cuba gonna do? They're totally dependent on Venezuelan oil. They're probably gonna collapse in a matter of months here. You've got China and Russia that just lost one of their most strategic posts on the globe, and sure, they've responded with some public statements, but they've essentially given up as well. Russian oil tankers are being seized left and right. In fact, actually, another one just got seized earlier today, or yesterday as you're watching this video. And as we're hearing from Trump, the Bella One tanker that was seized was apparently surrounded by Russian Navy. And instead of fighting to defend the tanker, they totally gave it up without a fight. These communist regimes know that they cannot play games. They cannot compete with American might. And that applies to supposed global superpowers like China as well. You know, you could have a massive economy, you could have a billion people, you could have a strong military, but without allies, without diplomatic influence, you can't do anything. And nobody is going to side with China. And so they've essentially fled. They've given up. We're hearing reports that now China is supposedly planning to shift their oil supplies from Venezuela to Canada. They want to now rely on Canadian crude oil. Again, showing how Canada might potentially be a Chinese vassal state. But the fact that they're now scouring for another option shows you very clearly that Donald Trump has struck fear into the hearts of these dictators across the globe. They are helpless. And it's no wonder why. You cannot compete with American military might. Actually, I have a video here that really, I think, puts it into clearer perspective. Take a look at this. This is a man allegedly translating statements from a Maduro presidential guard.
A security guard that was protecting Maduro has spoken, and you got to hear what he's said. The whole vibe of Latin America has changed because of what happened in Venezuela. Now that we're getting firsthand accounts from people that were there, the soldier says they didn't hear him coming. He says the Americans had technology superior to anything they've ever seen. Everything that they were using for radar, for anything, was completely taken offline. They had drones, and the drones were taking out bases and taking out things faster. They didn't have no technology. They've never had to fight against drones. He also talks about that there was only 8 helicopters. There was only 20 men that were sent in, and those 20 men killed hundreds of their men, and none of those soldiers were injured. He talks about it felt like they were firing 300 rounds a minute. Nothing they've ever seen, nothing that they can compete with. And then he also talks to the fact that the Americans had some kind of sonic shock boom that was sent out, and everybody immediately started bleeding profusely out of their nose. They couldn't even gather themselves because whatever was sent at them made them fall to their knees and vomit blood out of their mouth and out of their noses. They were incapacitated immediately. He says he never wants to go through that again. Doesn't want to have to fight with the Americans again. He's sending warnings to everybody out there that you think you can fight the Americans. You don't even know what their weaponry is like and what they're capable of. 20 men took out hundreds, and that's starting to spread all through Latin America. And now they're not saying, if you want me, come and get me anymore. They're like, oh, shit. Especially after Trump says, hey, Mexico, you're on the list too.
You know, these wannabe dictators in Venezuela have got to be shitting their pants. Usually in a situation like this, you'll have like a bunch of strongmen attempting to take over the country after Maduro falls. But this time, notice how the small, fragile female vice president has taken over and nobody seems to want to take her position. You know, you'd expect the commander of the military, big tough guy, to come in and declare himself the president. But it's not happening, because they probably know if they do that, they'll probably be extracted out of the country on a plane to New York City by midnight the same night. This president has these thugs, these despot tyrants, on watch. He's got them panicking, watching over their shoulder. And it's kind of ironic considering, remember, the left kept telling us that Donald Trump admired these people, right? He wanted to be just like these dictators. He wanted to be friends with them. He was cozying up to them. No, my friends, he is their worst frickin' nightmare. And it doesn't end there. No, it's likely that the cartels are next.
We've knocked out 97% of the drugs coming in by water, and we are going to start now hitting land with regard to the cartels. The cartels are running Mexico. It's very, very sad to watch and see what's happened to that country, but the cartels are running, and they're killing 250,000-300,000 people in our country every single year. The drugs, it's horrible. It's devastated families. You know, you lose a child or a parent. I mean, parents are dying too with drugs.
A completely new day, a new era of foreign policy, a completely different tone. And it's not a tone of neocon regime change and global instability. No, it's something completely different. It's titled the Trump Doctrine, or as people are calling it these days, the Donroe Doctrine. And sure, you got all these doubters, you got all these people getting cold feet, but clearly this president is working wonders. He's crushing threat after threat and forcing unconditional surrenders without getting America into an endless war, without losing a single American life. Venezuela is looking like a scared little puppy with its tail tucked between its legs. Cuba's likely about to collapse. Iran is imploding. China and Russia seem to be scrambling to survive. Donald Trump is operating on a level I don't think we've seen before. He's doing things people never thought possible. And that's why I was never panicking and never buying into the fear-mongering from the start. You know, if you got cold feet here and fed into the leftist fear-mongering, again, I don't know how. They're always wrong. It's hard to freaking doubt this president because time and time again, he proves all the naysayers wrong. I mean, seriously, he is the best president of the modern age, and it's not even close. Leftists can cope all they want. All these pretentious so-called Republicans can lecture us all they want, but it won't change reality. And the reality is, America's winning bigger than it ever has. And day by day, it's becoming increasingly more difficult to deny that. Anyways, that's what I got for you guys. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.